Jesse Williams is on the phone from Grey's Anatomy.
Jackson?
Yes, Dr. Jackson.
Jackson.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
What a guy. I didn't know all this about you, Jesse Williams.
What's that?
You're more than Dr. Jackson on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm doing a few things, I guess.
I guess. Look at this. Jesse Williams received 2 bachelor's degrees from Temple University, one for African American Studies and one for Film and Arts, Media Arts. And it's apparent that both degrees helped shape Jesse Williams into the man he is today. After graduating, he taught high school African Studies, African American Studies, and English. And he also helped to organize Justice for Flint on the Oscar night. Jesse Williams, mm-hmm. Dr. Jackson.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. It's an honor. I got to say, it's an honor. It's an honor, sir. You guys have been providing an incredible service for a long time. I'm really happy to be here with you.
And he's executive producer of Question Bridge, Black
right.
Males, a multifaceted media project and website focused on the black male identity and the diversity.
That's right. That's right. Questionbridge.com.
And so what does that mean?
Well, QuestionBridge.com is a transmedia project. We traveled the country. We wanted to explore what we consider to be the most opaque and feared demographic in this country, if not the world, and that is the black male. So we interviewed black men all over the country, put a camera on them, and asked them to ask questions of other black men that they feel detached from, whether that's geographically, generationally, socioeconomically, politically, sexual orientation, whatever. There's a question you've always had within your demographic for other black men. And then after they ask that question, we show them questions that we've gathered from around the country, from prisons, doctor's offices, people's places of work or business. And then they answer those questions. So what we gather is, as opposed to a dialogue, a megalogue, hundreds of hours of black men asking and answering questions of each other, of men they have never and probably will never meet. And then we broadcast them in art museums, community centers, schools all over the country on these 10-foot pillars. Have these black men having this very private, intimate conversation on display in public, which demonstrates this really the diversity within this group. There's no such thing as black guys do this. We're as diverse inside of the black male demographic as there is any diversity outside of the black male demographic. We disagree on a whole range of issues. We are different human beings. And so we have that on display as this kind of private conversation that most people outside of the demographic would never really be a witness to. How we really talk about issues, about going to the doctor, about drug sales and music, about whatever it is. How do I know when I become a man, a young boy asked.
You are more than Dr. Jackson. Like I said, you're an activist. What do you like best, being an actor or being an activist?
I've always been an activist, organizer, a social justice worker. And that's my calling. That's where I think... I gain the most pleasure from. I enjoy acting, but I'm fairly new to this. Grades is kind of my first big gig. I've been here 7 years, so I was a teacher.
And that's your first gig?
I did a couple films. I did a couple small roles and some films before that. But yeah, this is certainly the largest platform that I've had. I just like diversity. I like to do a range of things. My wife and I just launched Ebroji, this GIF keyboard app, this mobile app. Now we're getting in the tech space around black language, around culture and communication, and us. Owning that instead of waiting for corporations to validate.
What does the app do?
Roji is like a cultural language tool. It's essentially like a GIF keyboard. I don't know if y'all know what GIFs are, right? Those are moving loop images. And so we take those and we create a highly curated experience in your keyboard. So all different categories you're talking about, you mad, love, hate, get out of here, whatever it is. No, yes. And we create a whole curation of GIFs that fit that kind of ever-changing lingual landscape. And we put that in your phone. So that's called Ebroji. There's a lot of times that we wait for, we find that like the way we speak is told to be ghetto or whatever, ratchet or whatever. And then some corporation uses it to try to sell you some jeans, Old Navy's trying to tell you you're on fleek or some nonsense. And then it's okay to say it. We're going ahead and we're going to use the way we speak, as is, and get involved in the tech space. And we know how powerful Black Twitter is. We know the role that Black culture plays as a huge export in this country. So we wanted to go ahead and use that now instead of waiting for somebody else to get paid off it.
So can
to
I
download
ask,
that, what is it?
Yeah, how do you get that?
It's available in the App Store. It's available in the iTunes App Store for free. It's Ebroji, just like emoji, but with a B-R. So E-B-R-O-J-I. It's free. We're building the Android version right now. It's a new path. We're enjoying it. People are loving it. People are going crazy about it. It's fun. The point is, it's fun.
And what would Jackson Avery's Ebroji be for leaving that poor girl and her being pregnant and trying to get a divorce now?
It would be one of those, probably one of those real ugly cries. It would be something like, you know, you got to do it. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And Jackson feels like he's been through a whole lot. And she left him several times for whatever reason. It's just hard sometimes. It hurts more to be around somebody than it does to just let them go.
So what do you say to people who talk to you like that?
that we take this so personally. And your character being a real-life person, Jesse Williams.
Hey, there's nobody I'd rather be working with than Sarah Drew on that show. We have a really great time. We do, I think, some really wonderful work together. So I love any opportunity we get to work together. But I understand the journey that Jackson's going through, and that helps. So we have tremendous writers.
Are you going to direct any episodes? Because I know the last week was Chandra Wilson. That was one of her episodes that she directed.
Yeah, she's a phenomenal director. She's directed easily over 10 times. You know what? I might. I'm definitely going to direct in my career.
You sound like it. Yeah.
That's definitely going to happen.
Well, he's on the set of Grey's Anatomy right now. They're shooting. He is Jesse Williams. You know him as Dr. Jackson Avery on Grey's Anatomy every Thursday night on ABC. My man.
Congratulations on all your good work.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Thanks for having me.
Ebroji.
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 Messing up the name of my app.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's what he does. And come up with an emoji for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Later, man.
All right, guys.
See ya.